Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Democrats are letting illegal immigrants through the border and registering them to vote using only their social security number, which they are given if they have a job, which they're lining them up with. They don't even need an ID. This is happening all over the country. 250K in Arizona alone. 500K in Pennsylvania. Those are both swing states. 1.25 million in Texas. This is how Democrats plan to stay in power, while ruining the lives of 80% of America, while lowering the quality of life for well over half the country, while the prices of everything go up, while it's almost impossible to buy a home, while our children are being sexualized, while our guns are being attempted to be taken away, while our military is weak, while our streets are unsafe. They are going to replace you and make your vote mean absolutely nothing. You, the taxpayer. And they're actually using your taxpayer dollars to replace you. This is treason at the highest level. They are literally using your taxpayer dollars, keeping the border wide open, getting these people here, telling them to register to vote. And in November, these illegal immigrants who haven't paid a dollar in taxes, many of which are dangerous, many of which are killing people, they will be voting. That is why the border is open. That is why Biden's trying so hard to stop the law that allows every single state to just arrest illegals and move them back to wherever they came from in the first place. It is a clear effort to replace Americans. And they don't care. That's why they don't care about making your life terrible. That's why they don't care that half the country or more than half the country is angry with them for what they've done the last 3 or 4 years, because this was their plan the entire time. Their plan was to leave the border open, get them here, register them to vote using this policy, and then having them vote in November. That's what's going on. And if something isn't done about it, if Elon isn't talking about it, if Ted Cruz isn't talking about it, if major Republicans, if major personalities aren't talking about this, it's going to work. They're going to actually be able to ruin your life and stay in power. But this is how they're going to do it. They've been exposed.
All right, welcome back on this Hump Day Wednesday. Do you believe it? Do you see it? Is it possible? What do you think? I believe every bit of it. I see every bit of it, and I think a lot of people have been talking about this for a long time, that they're only bringing these amount of people in, assuming that they can use them and figure out a way to get them to vote so that they can retain power indefinitely, if possible. My take on it is, I don't know how many of them are actually going to vote blue versus how many are going to vote red. It's not that the over 7 million documented illegals that have come across the border are all liberals and they're going to go for the policies of Joe Biden. I think you're going to see a pretty large percentage of them reject Biden's plan and reject what he's doing. They just wanted to get in the door. They used him to get in the door, and then they will do what is best for them and their family. That's at least my take on it. I think there's a lot of big voices talking about it. I don't think that nobody's people are not talking about it, but certainly something needs to be done about it. And I know that we have a large portion of the Republican Party that is trying to bring this to light. You just got to get more people on board. And the only way that we get more people on board is to get engaged. And we talk about this all the time. The only way that you get them motivated to get engaged is by calling them up, bothering them, telling them that this is what you expect from them, forcing them to get engaged. You have to remember that there's a lot of Republicans that are in power that enjoy where they're at, don't want to rock the boat too hard, want to play the role real well, do the rhino thing, but ultimately just want to keep their nice cush position, which affords them a pretty luxurious lifestyle. Yeah, I mean, politics in its own way, you're a celebrity. Yeah, it's its own kind of Hollywood. I think back in the days they used to say that it was ugly Hollywood, but yeah, if you ask me, I don't think the most beautiful people in the world are in Hollywood by any way, shape, or form. I think there are some very special-looking people in Hollywood, and that's not a compliment, trust me. But a lot of these Republicans, they like their position. Oops, I hit the microphone. They like their position. They like what they do in life there. They feel like they got a good bead on things. But we do need to get the ones that are willing to say something and speak about it to inform people that are less informed than you or I. Because there's always somebody that knows less than somebody else. Like, I can't say that I know every single thing about everything, or I'd be sitting here lying to you. Obviously, I know a lot about a lot of different things, but I don't know every specific detail. There are things that I find out that surprise me that I did not know, and then they all start interconnecting, and it just kind of blows everything wide open, and I have that moment where I need some duct tape to hold my head together because my mind just got blown. Yeah, I don't think that we're having such a problem with people not talking about it. I think everybody's been talking about it for a while. I do believe what is being said there in the video is 100% correct, and that it is J.D. Sharp, by the way, in case anybody wants to know. I do believe what is being said there is 100% correct. I do believe in replacement theory. I do believe that they are trying to do that. That is the only thing that logically makes sense. I also believe that they're doing it to overload the system and to try to crash the economy and the country because they hate the United States. And they feel like if they can achieve that goal where we are in a situation of desperation, then everybody will look to the government to come in and save them. That is the moment where when they come in, they're just going to ask you for a very small fee to be able to help you out. And that small fee will be your freedom. So at least that's where I'm at. Alicia, I'm sure it's Aisha. Maybe it's Aisha. Squidiqua. I don't even know how to say her name. Siddiqua. Say it however you want to say it. She is a climate advisor for the UN, and I'd like you to hear what she has to say because I think it's kind of important.
And I say this because the climate crisis is not passive. The climate crisis is not a result of natural disasters. It's actually man-made. It's a result of...
I'll say it again because I think they missed it.
The climate crisis is man-made. And it's not just man-made, it's white man-made. It is a result of capitalism, years of colonialism, years of racial oppression. And so, if you want to get involved, the way that we save our planet is when we protect the most vulnerable communities among us. And this includes Black trans women. This includes Indigenous peoples. And this is why it includes children and young folk. Because when we protect them, then we can protect everybody else. All right.
So I hope you caught that. If you are a white man, if you are a capitalist, if you are a colonialist, which I always get a kick out of the whole colonizer deal. I love that. I love when people are like, hello, colonizers, because at some point in time, everybody was a colonizer. So I really love that they're so ignorant that they just focus on one specific example, but fail to look at it and see that at some point in time, almost every single nation colonized a different nation. So anyways, this Aisha, whatever, she says, I'm not an activist, I'm a killjoy. I am what reminds white supremacy of its present-day wretchedness. It is my job to make clear that in the process of killing and consuming non-white, non-male bodies, the white man has brought life as we know it to the verge of extinction. I'm starting to think, I don't know, call me a little bit crazy, but I'm getting this small feeling that possibly she might be a little bit racist. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm thinking she might be just a hair racist there. Says the white man sits at the highest level of power in the world, the same way he has killed. looted and abused black and brown people for profit, so has he the earth. White supremacy would rather take everything and everyone, including white people, with it than give up its hold. I'm curious on which white people we're talking about here. Are we talking about white liberals? Are we talking about white people just in general? Are we talking about Americans? Are we talking about Englishmen, Irishmen, people from Scotland, New Zealand, Australia? I mean, these are all pretty dominantly white country. Are we talking about Canadians? Because you're talking about white people. Are we going to generalize it, or is it specific just to our country? This is a sickness. I mean, to understand it, and to say that they're sick, and to understand that they're sick, I don't even know if that really does it any justice, but these people are sick individuals. They see life a lot differently than you or I see life. Capitalism is not an issue. White people are not the issue. If you are feeling like you have not gotten anywhere in life, or if you're involved in a community that has struggled and limped along throughout history, what you need to do is start from the beginning and go forward. You don't start at the current time and just take what everybody else says and go with that. And if you start at the beginning, you will see that white men were the ones that freed all slaves. White men, especially a white man in particular, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. White men in general, Republicans, capitalists, conservatives, are the ones that fought for equality more than the Democratic Party. We still live by the same principles. We don't care what color you are. We feel like America's here for everybody. But the only thing that I can say, the only but that's in there, is you have to try to achieve these goals yourself. And I understand that a lot of reasons why people don't try to achieve the goals is because you have been taught since the beginning of time, since you were able to walk, you have been taught that you are underprivileged and that you can never be what you aspire to be because society is going to hold you down. So you have been trained to believe that society works against you. You have never even aspired to be more or tried to be more. Instead, it's easier to play the victim role and say, oh, woe's me. It's the big bad white man, why I'm sitting here and I'm not making a good living, and why I don't have the things that I'd like to have in life. And it's not that way. Your Democratic Party does that to you. They put you in low-income areas. They give you crappy schools. They don't want to give you a choice of going to a better school so you can get a better education. They don't do anything that benefits you, any people of color. What do they do that actually benefits you? They put Planned Parenthood in your neighborhoods where they try to abort you and create genocide because you guys have bought into their bullcrap with abortions. It's just, they have done everything in human history to hurt you, and you don't see it that way because you buy into what they're selling. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. Am I wrong? I mean, if I'm wrong, send me a message and tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that you are a person of color in 2024 and you aren't afforded the same opportunities that a white person has. Tell me I'm wrong. Show me how I'm wrong. I'd love to see it. I would love to see it how I'm wrong, because I guarantee you that you know you're wrong. You'll try to find the one example in a million where maybe somebody went somewhere and there was just a one simple, small, solitary moment of some racist douche nozzle that decides not to do something for you. But the other 99.99% of the time, you have the same opportunities that anybody else does. Just look for it somewhere else. You let one bad moment define your entire life. You let one job stop you. You let one thing turn you down. One turn down and that's it. It ends everything. You go to the woe's me corner and start crying for yourself and I can't be anything because it's a big bad white man. And as far as the white man goes with climate change, does nobody else produce the toxic fumes that they say are ending in the earth and causing climate change? Is there no other nation that is non-white? Because I'm going to name two right now that I guarantee you are not white. Okay, China. Their carbon input footprint is way larger than ours. It's probably, I think they're at like 30%, and we're at like 5 to 8, depending on which study you look at. Yeah, they're almost triple or more than triple what we are. India. Has anybody ever seen a landfill in India? They just dump it wherever they want, including bodies, and they set the trash on fire and just allow all the toxic stuff to burn all day long. That's not a white nation. Sorry. Actually, they would be considered part of the brown community by you guys' standards. So, is it white people or are just people being toxic in general? You see, the problem with people like this little girl, see, she is a zealot. She is a paid operative for the left. She goes out and says whatever she has to say. She found her place. She found her position. She climbed up the ladder. It might have been a dirty ladder, filled and grimy and nasty, but that's the ladder she chose to go up. She didn't want to try to go up the clean one because maybe it was a little bit harder. No, she went up the easy ladder. Okay, she went on the step stool because the Democratic Party promised her, if you do this for us and you got a big enough following and you say the things that we want you to say, even if you believe them or you don't believe them, you are going to make it in this world. So she chose her path and she has made it. Yeah, what I find most amazing to all about all these people that tell you you can't make it in the world, you're listening to somebody that made it. you're literally listening, say, Al Sharpton, telling you that black people can't make it in society, but yet Al Sharpton made it. Did Al Sharpton make it? Oh, yes, he did. He's making millions upon millions of dollars. He made it. So it's possible for him to make it, but then he's going to sit there and preach to you that you can't make it and you buy into that crap? Oh, boy. God's going to check himself.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.